From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. declares commitment to Afghanistan. Following an announcement by President Donald Trump declaring the U.S. commitment to Afghanistan, Secretary of Defense James Mattis said Tuesday he has not yet made a decision on how many troops to send to the South Asian country. Speaking from Baghdad, Mattis said he's consulting with Joseph Dunfer, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and will make the decision based on his plan.
There is a number that I'm authorized to go up to. I have to look. I've directed the chairman to put the plan together now. We've obviously been discussing this option for some time. When he brings that to me, I'll determine how many more we need to send in. It may or may not be the number that's bandied about up until now. I've got to get the plan in from the chairman, and you saw that I directed him to get it to me here right away.
In Kandahar City in Afghanistan, President Ashraf Ghani seemed buoyed by Trump's announcement as he addressed a group of elders from the province. He said, "I have a clear message to all oppositions. You are not going to win militarily. Join peace and accept my peaceful invitation." In an evening address from a military base outside of Washington on Monday, President Trump said he would not talk about numbers of troops or plans for further military activities, unveiling a condition-based approach to defeating terrorism in Afghanistan. Top U.S. defense officials are pushing back against allegations of a significant spike in the number of civilian casualties in the Syrian city of Raqqa. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says more than 100 civilians have been killed in coalition airstrikes over the past 48 hours. That number includes at least 42 people, 19 of them children, killed Monday when strikes destroyed buildings on sheltering families. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said on an unannounced visit to Iraq on Tuesday that significant progress has been made in ousting Islamic State from the country. Before flying to Baghdad, where the Secretary of Defense discussed security cooperation with the Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, Mattis predicted IS days are numbered. In Switzerland, spokesperson for the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, Liz Throssell, urged Iraq's government to do more to help thousands of women and girls caught in the crossfire.
Women and girls under the control of ISIL, in particular women from the Yazidi and other minority communities, have been especially vulnerable to abuses of human rights and violation of international humanitarian law, including rape and sexual assault, forced displacement, abduction, deprivation of liberty, slavery, forced religious conversion, and cruel, inhumane, and degrading treatment.
U.S. State Department Presidential Envoy Brett McGurk, who accompanied Mattis to Iraq, reiterated that ISIS has not reclaimed any ground, allowing 2 million Iraqis to return to their homes in liberated areas. President Trump looks to get his administration back on track after a very difficult week with a campaign-style rally of supporters Tuesday in Phoenix, Arizona. Trump is trying to move past the controversy from last week when he blamed protesters on both sides for the violence at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. The president appeared to reference the controversy Monday night in a speech outlining his administration's approach to Afghanistan. Trump did not specifically refer to Charlottesville, but said, "We cannot remain a force for peace in the world if we are not at peace with each other." U.S. Navy Pacific Fleet Commander Admiral Scott Swift said Tuesday that divers have recovered human remains from the USS John McCain, the second U.S. guided missile destroyer to collide with a commercial vessel in as many months. Swift also said the U.S. Navy is trying to identify a body that was recovered by the Malaysian Navy and determine whether it was one of the 10 U.S. sailors who went missing in the collision. The search for other missing sailors continues. Admiral Swift.
"From my visit in John S. McCain today, I can tell you that she has sustained significant damage to her port side aft. The flooding was halted, but the extent of the damage is still being determined."
A statement from the U.S. 7th Fleet said some sleeping areas and communications rooms flooded as the results. North Korea is warning of ruthless retaliation over joint U.S.-South Korean military drills underway on the Korean Peninsula. In a statement Tuesday, the North Korean military said it would carry out a merciless retaliation and unsparing punishment in response to the drills, a 10-day exercise that began Monday on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea usually uses provocative rhetoric, but seems to have ratcheted up in recent weeks. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.